Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
First this afternoon, a story that's affected an awful lot of people, but now it's happened to a very high-profile politician. Fianna Fáil Senator Lisa Chambers has had her social media accounts hacked, with fake social media posts appearing from her accounts. She became aware of her account being hacked today when she noticed that scam-sponsored posts were being run on both Facebook and Instagram from her account, directing followers to fake ads on realistic-looking news website, it has to be said, where they were prompted to share their payment information. Fianna Fáil Senator Lisa Chambers joins me now. You're very welcome to the programme, Lisa.
Hi, Cormac.
What happened?
I'm not quite sure. It's still being investigated. I became aware this morning that my Facebook account that I'm now locked out of had a sponsored post, kind of clickbait. So the headline is quite shocking. It says, you know, I didn't realize my mic was off. Could this be the end? And it entices you to click onto the article. Mm-hmm. It then brings you through to an article that's purporting to be from RTE. It looks very realistic. It's not, it's fake. And then as you read down, it's about money and clicking on a link. And it does encourage people to put their payment details in. So it's a money fraud or a scam, but okay. It's, obviously, because it's been run from my Facebook page, I need to deal with it. And this is a page I've been operating for about 10 years now. So for lots of people that would see stuff on my page regularly, they would probably trust my Facebook page and trust that what's on it is real. So that's potentially the danger of it, that if it's coming from a trusted source, and again, you link to what looks like an RTE article, again, people might trust that as well. So it is to try and alert people that this has happened, that I'm dealing with it, that I'm engaging with Meta, who are working to get the account back to my to access for me, mm-hmm. and to remove those posts. And there's also a fake Instagram account promoting the same article and the same link.
And how were you alerted to it today? Was it today or last night?
So I was alerted to it this morning. Thankfully, people emailed my Oireachtas email to let me know. One man helpfully sent screenshots so I could identify where it was coming from in terms of the account. And then some friends as well, even a family member in Kerry, had found that it was promoted onto their Facebook. So this is a paid-for post.
Oh my God.
Somebody is putting money behind this to promote the post nationwide. So yeah, it's quite concerning.
So this is a kind of a slick operation. Whoever is behind this, it's not ad hoc or it's not a bot. You would imagine that it takes some effort to do this as cleanly as it's being done. Are Gardaí investigating here?
Yeah, I've spoken to my local guard at the station and I'll be meeting with them later on to give more details. So I've alerted them to what's happened. As is the protocol. So if anybody does get their account hacked, it is important that you report to your local Garda station and they can deal with it on their end. And I've also been in touch via my own press office within the party with Meta, and their public policy section are dealing with it as well to try and get to the bottom of it. So, you know, I'm fortunate that I have the ability to contact Meta in that way. Lots of people would find that a little bit difficult. Mm-hmm. But it's concerning, I suppose, the level of detail in terms of my image and quotations, and the way that it's presented is quite realistic. So an effort certainly went into it.
Yeah, we've reached out to Meta as well in terms of getting response to what they're doing about this. And they say scams have no place on Meta's platforms. They violate our policies and harm our business by negatively affecting people's experiences. We're committed to combating this industry-wide problem, they say, and continue to invest resources to detect and prevent scams on our platforms. We encourage people to use security tools like two-factor authentication to help keep their accounts secure. If you spot something suspicious, they say, please report it to us in-app so we can take action. How have you found their response, Lisa?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, when they were contacted this morning, they responded within the hour to say that this had been flagged and was being sent up the line to the relevant team, and they're working on it now. It hasn't been resolved yet, but they did respond quickly. So I am hopeful that hopefully by the end of today or certainly by tomorrow that those ads can be removed. Obviously, the longer that they're up there, the more chance there is somebody will click on that link. Mm-hmm. So I'm eager to get it taken down and obviously to gain access back into my account as well.
I want to ask you about something else, but if people have clicked on the link and if they've given some sensitive information, what is the advice?
Well, the advice is to contact your bank immediately and also to contact the Gardaí.
Okay, and let that news go out there as quickly as possible. Can I ask you about another matter entirely? It's true that you're running for the European elections next year, is that right?
Well, I'll be putting my name forward to the party convention and the selection process internally. So it's my intention to seek the party nomination in the Midlands Northwest constituency. And we will have our own internal process in Fianna Fáil to select our candidate or candidates for the constituency. So, yeah, I'll certainly be seeking the nomination and putting my name forward.
And I'm sure you're doing what's best for Lisa Chambers, but I'm sure as well the leadership of Fianna Fáil would have looked to you to run in Mayo for the Dáil.
I've spoken to the leader and signalled my intention to seek the party nomination for the European elections, which will take place next year, the same day as the local elections. The Midlands Northwest constituency, for us as a party, we haven't had an MEP now for nearly 10 years, so the last two terms. So we will be very eager to rectify that and to win the seat back.
I know, but you live or die by your performance in the Dáil. What did the party leader say?
He supported my decision to put my name forward and wished me the best of luck.
No qualms.
No, of course not.
My God. Look,
you know, he understands my interest in Europe. I am the party's European Affairs spokesperson. I'm on the European Affairs Committee. And even previously, my work on the Brexit portfolio had a European dimension to it. So I don't think it came as a surprise to him that I was interested in going forward for the position.
Okay, and I don't know if it's a vote of no confidence in you by him or him by you in him, if you know what I mean, about that there were no qualms that you're leaving. No, it's not negative. Look, I'm just delighted that you're doing the right thing for Lisa Chambers. Anyway, Lisa Chambers, we'll talk, I'm sure, about this more in the future. But thank you very much indeed for joining us about that and the previous item as well. Lisa Chambers of Fianna Fáil.